larger types. There's some that have the big heads, and then there's some that have the smaller heads. The big heads, they use those more for, sunflower seeds you buy to eat. Mm-hmm. And then there's other kinds that have smaller heads, and they take the oil out for, like it might be soybean oil. Mm-hmm. They press oil out, sunflower oil. There's not many of them raised, but there's some.
Okay.
There is a market for them. Some of the elevators especially handle them. Mm. Quite a few kind of beans grown in this area too.
Really? You didn't tell me that. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Quite a few kind of beans.
When you in the old days when you were plowing your land, did you dig up a lot of rock and stone, or is it pretty?
Well, some places.
There are fields.
There's quite a bit. It's not. It's stones that are washed into the field and been in glacier times and such like.
Is there a difference between a rock and a stone? Do people make a difference?
No, I don't think so.
I was just wondering if a stone was something maybe in a river and a rock was something elsewhere. I just didn't know if...
Well, rocks might be ledges. We have, through here, we have a formation that's under a lot of this area. They call it Brule Clay, and I think they claim it's about a 300-foot layer. It was formed under the bottom of the ocean one time, in the ocean floor at one time. It'll take a long time for 300 feet of mud to settle at the bottom of the ocean. So it was quite a while, but that's long.
Yeah.
How many million years ago it might have been?
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're just about finished.
But there's, they find the turtles embedded in that little clay.
Oh, really? They find other fossils?
I think they found a mastodon up here at Sedgwick.
Huh.
When they built this highway through near Sterling, interstate highway.
Yeah, I saw it. It's right back here in this case, isn't it? The mastodon.
Yes, sir.
Sure is.
I didn't know they had one here.
Yeah.
They found up towards Lodgepole, that's 25 or 30 miles north and west of here, and they put Interstate 80 through, same time they built this 76 through here.
Hmm.
Built 80 through to Cheyenne, and they found turtles there that up to 2 feet in diameter, maybe three, several hundred pounds.
Hmm.
Nebraska University came in and got most of that stuff. The contractors who were building it, they were Nebraska people, and they knew the people from the college down there, and knew who to make the contacts for that stuff. And I don't think Denver was set up for handling it, Colorado, at that time.
Mm.
I think they probably do now, but at that time they weren't doing that.
To put in a museum, or
mm-hmm.
What the on the farm where you worked, what was the soil like? Was it pretty good soil?
Well, it varied from pure sand and gravel and cobblestones to heavy clay, and just depends on which place you try to dig.
I see. What would you have called? What would have been good soil to grow things in?
Oh, a sandy loam.
Sandy loam.
With a good subsoil.
Okay. One other term. This is another French term. Boulevard. What is that?
Well, I suppose you could call it a roadway that's improved the trees and grass.
Okay.
Maybe in the center.
Yeah.